Japan announces deplorable crisis in Venezuela. By BenQ on January 25, 2019. The government of Japan denounced the deplorable crisis taking place in Venezuela on Friday following the legal removal of dictator Nicolas Maduro from power. In a statement, Japanese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Takashi Asuga pledged to work alongside the neighboring countries of Venezuela, all of whom have emphasized their commitment to removing Maduro from power. In Venezuela, the deterioration of the economic and social situation has seriously affected its people's lives, and there are many Venezuelan people who are forced to depart the country. Such a situation is deplorable, the statement reads. Japan considers that responsible measures should be swiftly taken to improve such situation. In addition, Japan will continue to provide necessary support in cooperation with neighboring countries of Venezuela. Asuka also emphasized the importance of seeking the recovery of democracy in the South American country but did not go as far as other nations in recognizing former National Assembly leader Juan Guaido as the country's legitimate president. Regarding the situation of Venezuela since the presidential inauguration ceremony held on January 10, 2019, Japan urges that the will of Venezuelan people seeking recovery of democracy based on its constitutional order should be respected, he continued. In addition, Japan hopes that democracy in Venezuela will be recovered peacefully with a broad participation of the Venezuelan people. The statement makes Japan the latest country to call for a return to democracy in Venezuela. This month, Maduro was sworn in as president for an additional six-year term after successfully rigging last year's presidential election by banning opposition candidates from running. This week, over a dozen nations, led by the United States and including Argentina, Brazil, and Colombia, announced that they would recognize Guaido as Venezuela's legitimate president, citing Articles 233, 333, and 350 of the 1999 Venezuelan constitution drawn up by Maduro's predecessor Hugo Chavez. Authoritarian regimes around the world have also rallied behind the embattled Venezuelan dictator, including Russia, Iran, Syria, and Turkey, as well as the country's few remaining left-wing Latin American allies in Bolivia, Cuba, and Nicaragua. It is not the first time Japan has expressed its concern over the impunity of the Venezuelan regime. Last year, Japanese Foreign Minister Taro Kono warned that Venezuela must be held accountable in front of the international community, remarks that the Venezuelan socialist regime later denounced as prepotent, unfriendly, hostile, and violating international law.